The warming temperatures across the region are making heavy accumulations of snow melt into the ground. But Brian Hahn of the National Weather Service near Sullivan says there's a complication.
There's still some frost in the ground. The ground is still frozen, not everywhere, but some areas. And that, of course, is not allowing the water to soak into the ground, so it's running off into the rivers.
In other words, the ground which normally soaks up the melted snow like a sponge isn't. The frost layer is repelling the water, which then flows into other bodies of water, making them rise. In this case, the Fox, Pecatonica, and Sugar Rivers of Kenosha, Green, and Rock counties are nearing or have reached the flood stage. The problem's compounded by snow mixed with rain, forecast later this week. Again, Brian Hahn.
That'd be a contributing factor. And when we issue river forecasts for specific points, they're for a 7-day period, and we take into account the precipitation that's expected in the first 24 hours of that 7-day period.
Hahn encourages local residents to visit the National Weather Service's website and use the Advanced Hydrologic Prediction Service for their region. The map lets users see the water levels of nearby rivers and any significant warnings or alerts. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.